Chapter 5. War and Success. The saddest thing I can imagine is to get used to luxury. Charlie Chaplin. From 1917 on, Charlie Chaplin had become a global phenomenon, with his films being played on every continent on the planet. But right when the entertainment of Charlie Chaplin had reached world status, the entire world was suddenly at war. Technically, the conflagration that would become known as World War I had begun on July 28, 1914, but it was in 1917 that things were really heating up. The United States had entered the war on April 6, 1917, putting Chaplin's current nation of residence on an all-out war footing. As a result, Chaplin was soon being criticized by both the British and American press as to why he didn't join the war effort. At that point, just about every able-bodied man was expected to lend his support for the war effort, and Chaplin, not yet 30 years old, provided a highly visible target for draftmongers. In reality, Chaplin had already registered with the American Draft Board, and he declared that he would gladly fight for the British as well if they had called on him to do so. Chaplin also donated a considerable amount of money in war bonds, said to total $150,000, which was certainly a good chunk of change back in 1917. But in the end, neither nation called him to service, and the war ended a little over a year later. Meanwhile, Chaplin was a busy man. In June 1917, he had already signed on to finish 8 movies for the First National Exhibitor Circuit in exchange for a sum of $1 million. With this new windfall of cash, Chaplin decided to construct his very own movie studio. He did this the following November, on a plot of 5 acres that he had recently acquired just off of Sunset Boulevard. This was 100 years ago, of course, and in 1917, this now extremely congested California thoroughfare looked a whole lot different. In those days, Sunset Boulevard was strictly residential, without any heavy infrastructure as is present today. Back in 1917, it was Charlie Chaplin's territory, and he sought to create a center of production in which he would have full control over the enterprise of filmmaking. Right on the heels of his completion of his studio in 1918, Charlie was soon again at work on a new major production, an innovative film called A Dog's Life. The film opens with the familiar character of the broke and penniless tramp coming on screen hungry and desperate, looking for his next meal. He is then followed by a dog named Scraps, who he had rescued from a dogfight. The tramp and the dog do everything together. They look for food, work, and even women, seemingly in tandem. Besides getting comfy with canines, Chaplin had some other interesting co-stars in this film as well. His on-again, off-again girlfriend, Edna Purviance, and even his brother Sidney made an appearance. Chaplin focused intensely on every minute of this film, and his genius of comedic timing would be rewarded as film critics declared the movie to be a total work of art. In the meantime, while his work was receiving such hefty praise, Chaplin's personal life was being embroiled in a bit of a controversy. He had met a pretty young actress earlier that year, 17-year-old Mildred Harris. This, in itself, wasn't too unusual. Chaplin was meeting pretty young actresses all the time. But soon after their meeting, the two had become quite intimate, and with startling rapidity, Mildred claimed that she was pregnant with Charlie Chaplin's child.